Monday, August 3rd, 2026. Board of Equalization at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners at 3 o'clock.
Please.
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Present.
Ryan?
Present.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Here.
Is there a copy of the Open Meetings Act posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room? This is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Equalization reserves the right to adjust the order of items on the agenda if necessary. Number one, consent agenda item. Previous approval of previous minutes, July 20th, 2026.
Make motion to approve consent agenda item A.
I will second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
New business. Well, not really 2:45, but that's 2:46. Hearing for Heartland Counseling application for exemption from motor vehicle taxes by qualified nonprofit organization, a Jeep Wrangler, a Renegade with last five of VIN 87706, and a Ford Fusion. VIN last five is 28408. Both vehicles are used to provide community for support services. Same.
Yep, but these are just renewals.
Okay.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Is there a limit to how many?
Not that I'm aware of. I can do some checking. I just know that Heartland's been growing, so they needed more vehicles.
Mm-hmm. And they are growing.
Yeah.
So, but these two are just renewals.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve them.
I'll say.
Thank you.
Okay. Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Aurelia?
Yes.
Christy, anything?
Nope.
Mail and emergency business? I guess not.
Could be.
Public comment? All right, make a motion adjourned.
All right, our regular commissioner meeting will start at 3 o'clock. We always schedule this one beforehand, and sometimes it takes almost till 3, but so we'll just have dead time for like 11 minutes, and then if you have something in our regular meeting, we'll start at 3 o'clock. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is on the north wall, sitting on the table back there, for the county board meeting room, and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll go ahead and take attendance.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Rogelio?
Present.
Brian?
Yeah.
Very good.
Here's
your cookies. Oh, wow. Look at that. Thank you.
You're in the clerk's office.
Oh.
Okay, the board... Commissioners will hear comments from anything that's not on today's agenda. So if you want to speak about anything that's not on today's agenda, now would be the time to talk about it.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Mike Carson, Dakota County Star. I guess it is on the agenda, but I did want to say that I've been driving to and from Wayne now for the last several years, and today I drove 35 all the way into Dakota City. Usually I get off at North Bluff Road there and take part in that silliness on that road. But the construction, I don't know if you guys have been out on seeing the construction, everything's the part that is done up here going out to about halfway to Hubbard looks so much better than it has in all the years that I've been driving that road. So I'm looking forward to the day when construction finally gets done. It seems been going on so long, it reminds me of day years ago when Rich Little was a comedian, and he was doing a show in Omaha, and Omaha was in the middle of one of its first major transformations And this was like in the mid-70s, and he opined at the show. He says, I've been going around Omaha, and I love the town. It's going to be a great town when it's finished. Hmm. So I think that we can say the same about Dakota County. It's going to be a nice little county once the roads are done. So.
There is a lot of definitely a lot of construction. But we haven't had any for a long, long time. So, all right, consent agenda items. We'll do that quick. It'll take just a minute. Oh, yeah. Let me do it. Just take me a minute here. All right, consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from July 20th. Approval of payroll claims from July 19th through August 1st. Approval of accounts payable claims. Approval of the Veterans Service Officer Quarterly Report, which is in your file. And approval the chair to sign the annual certification form regarding the allocation expenditure of highway street STP and bridge buyout HBP programs for 25-26.
I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through E.
Say.
Okay. Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
All right, you're with the Hubbard Betterment Committee?
No.
Okay.
Tried to get in on the new comments talk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Dennis McManigal, I live at 2054 F Avenue.
Okay.
And ever since we've gotten Bob Hacker as a blade operator, my road has totally went to, I won't say it, but it's been bad. Last week ago Thursday, he was out there, bladed it. I mean, he's got double ditches, cut that far. He's went clear through the roadbed, brought the dirt up on top of the gravel. Friday or Thursday night, we got the rain, and I tried to get to the town that morning, and I almost had to stick it in four-wheel drive because, I mean, I was doing this way. I was upset. I called the county shop. Nobody was there. I left a message. Monday morning, I had gravel on my road. They started graveling it, and I called her up, called Jolene. I says, thank you for the gravel. I really appreciate it. I said, I don't know what Bob's doing or why he's doing it, but it's got to stop. And she says, we'll get the gravel down. Well, 2 days later, here's Bob back out there on the road. I mean, the road was great. They spread the gravel beautiful. Didn't need to be bladed. He brings the gravel, the mud balls and the sand, grass balls and everything up on top of the gravel. I come around the corner. I was in town. I come around the corner, and there was a ridge in the middle of the road so high that I couldn't drive over without dragging the bottom of my four-wheel drive pickup. So I got on the shoulder. I drive all the way home, and here he comes from the south, driving all the way to the north with his blade up. And I'm going, well, he ain't going to leave it like this for surely. Turns around at the north corner and blades it all back south. And then he comes back again, and he's got, I mean, his blade is totally full of grass balls. They're up and going up into the turntable, and I'm going, this ain't going to be good. Well, now that new gravel is full of all the dirt and the mud, and we got that rain Thursday night again, this last Thursday, and Friday morning, the rock was picking up and kicking every direction, and we got little grass balls all over the road. So I don't know, something's got to be done. I mean, this has got to stop. I said, you're chasing good money after bad. I said, he's digging through the roadbed on some spots. I don't know if he don't. I know they got the levelers on them machines, yeah. And they know what degree they're at. So I don't know what's going on, but I figured he came back out because I called and complained a week ago Friday, and he came back out, and I don't know if that was retaliation or what it was, but he tore the road up again. And now I got, like from my place north, I got washboard. Like he kicked it in. Once he got to my place, he kicked it in and sped up a little bit. So I don't know what. I've known Bob for quite a while, but mm-hmm. I don't know if something's going on or if he's. I know he can't see out of one eye. I know that, but something's got to be done about it.
Okay.
And then another request that I got is the south intersection where the goes over the railroad tracks on 210th Street.
Yeah.
It's got such a dip in it that bull haulers, when they get detoured around there, they get hung up on that railroad track because there's not enough approach to it. I mean, it's just up and over. I mean, the last one I tried to pull off, and I couldn't budge him because he was loaded. I pulled an empty one off last year because he was stuck on the tracks. But
did you have some photographs?
I do, if you're interested in seeing them.
Yeah, yeah. Let Brian and Jeff take a look at it.
This is shortly after, and you can, I don't know if you can see how high that is. That's the double ditching that he does. That's the vault, the mud vault. They're not little by any means. That's all I have. Oh, and then I have, I'm sorry, I do have a couple more. I just took those today, and you can see where there's no gravel left in the middle of the road where the tracks should be. More of that.
But Bull Rack drags bottom going across the track?
Oh, yeah, he drug bottom hard. I mean, it rippled it, but I don't know if it, even, you know, I don't know if a couple loads. I've dumped. I got permission from the railroad because I got a pile of rock in the ditch about a quarter of a mile south of 210th, and I got permission for them if I could use that to fix the railroad crossings. Well, I did take one bucket load of it up there, and I spread it on that side, but it still wasn't
not enough. Yeah.
But,
they'll definitely look into it.
And I don't know why, Bob, but he leaves a hump at the railroad crossing on the north end, and I don't know why. I mean, he's got, all he got to do is back up, float it out, but he won't do it.
Jeff and Brian are our two county road commissioners, and they would be the ones to follow up with for sure.
All right.
Their number's on the website.
I think I got everybody's number on my phone.
So, and again, don't be afraid to call, because if you don't, we don't know. So,
don't be afraid to call.
All right. Yep. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks,
sis. You guys ready for me now? Hoot
All Days? Are you still doing...
She's doing Hoot All Days.
Public comment?
Hoot All Days.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm half deaf. Huh? What?
All right. Kadrian Livingston, I was here last year and asked you guys if you could use your... barricades, just wondering if we could do that again. It really, really helped the traffic flow last year. We actually had zero parkers where they weren't supposed to be, so it worked out really well, and hoping I can work with Jolene to make that happen again. So,
any issue with that, Jolene?
No.
All right. Perfect. All right. Yeah, it's a great celebration you guys have.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I've
been there before.
Motion on that. For them to use the barricades. I don't think it
really
should. I don't think you need it.
Request approved.
It's on the agenda.
Make motion to approve that they are able to use the barricades for their Hoot All Days. Second.
Okay. Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Board to approve engagement letter with RCM for the 25-26 audit. They've done our county audit the previous 2 years, we're just looking to sign with them to do our county audit again. Prior to that, the state of Nebraska did it, and they quit doing them. So that's how we wound up where we're at.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. Board to approve resolution 26C-012 to place load limits on North Bluff Road from Highway 35 to Highway 20 until the road is repaired or replaced. So everybody's aware we're having trouble with the road, so what do we have, Julie?
I talked to Nirma. They said we could do this resolution to kind of get us by. The best thing to do would be do an ordinance with the three readings or have a public hearing and then pass the ordinance. But I talked to the state. They were willing to put signs up on 35 and 20 with the no trucks turning to hopefully keep them off.
But we're limited in how long we can do that, right? I mean, it's only for road and disrepair, which is 60 days?
You can do 6 months out of the year, so I think 180 days. So that's where they said the ordinance would probably carry a little more weight. But, again, work with the county attorney, take her advice, do what we need to do on that aspect of it. But a little bit is better than nothing at this point.
I understand your point there, but I guess my feeling is still that, I mean, that's still a farm-to-market road. I mean, if we close that, especially with 110 closed now, you're going to be forcing more trucks up into the traffic in here, which is going to be a huge safety issue. And then, not to mention, I mean, you're adding, what, 20 miles to their trip? If you figure that they're going to go back to the Echo Flat plant in Jackson. You know, I think it's on us to fix it.
I do have a concern that if we do this, they'll be hitting our gravel roads too.
And they will.
Right.
Anyway.
But who's going to force it?
Yeah, I mean,
who's going to force it?
The Wayboys, if they were up here, but they're
by the deputies and State Patrol.
It's got to be State Patrol. We don't have main capabilities to weigh trucks. State Patrol does. Deputies don't.
I think that our deputies can follow you.
They can take you in somewhere and have you weigh it.
Yeah, weigh across the scale. I don't like putting the weight limits on anything there again. If it's broke, then we need to fix it.
And if you say it was today, and you were trying to redirect that traffic, and with everything that's going on 77 today, and it will be for the near future. I don't know, rerouting that many trucks to, you know, come to ethanol, we write it.
Can we alter the resolution to not limit those people, like the ones that you're saying, right? Like the people that are going to be affected locally. Is that what I understood?
The only local ones would be the ones that live on that road,
right?
Which you could exempt from.
But there's a couple hundred trucks a day going into that ethanol plant on most days.
Right. And they're not only is ethanol a big taxpayer, but I mean, a lot of the farmers in this community are using that road right now. And they're big taxpayers.
I go back to this. The county owns that road, and we're going to end up footing the bill for the people that are making money that are paving Highway 35 and 77. Now, those are legitimate corporations, Knife River, whoever else is involved. I know there's some companies that are out there. Now, their job is forcing that traffic onto a county road, and they're destroying it.
What has been
destroyed? Somebody wrecks your car, they're liable. Whoever runs into you is liable for that. So there's got to be somebody that's liable for destroying a county road.
But it's been, I mean, they could go back and say that it was destroyed before they even started construction.
Well, they could, but...
replacing panels on it for the last how many years? So, like I said, maybe did it expedite the damage a little bit? Possibly. I don't know how you just do it. I mean,
And the state is the one that owns the road and is hiring the contractor. So it'll go back to the state, and you're not going to get anywhere with the state.
Somebody needs to be notified, because in the end of this deal, is it $20 million that's going to cost the county to replace?
I think
that
he said 11 or 12, didn't he? $11 or $12 million.
$11 or $12 million. That's a lot of money that the county's going to have to foot for rerouted traffic. And I get it, Jeff. I understand too. And I'm a farmer, and I gotta run those roads too.
We're gonna have to redo that road anyway, regardless, even if we didn't have this detour.
Right.
I mean, this is just making that happen a little quicker.
And we're having trouble making budget right now.
Oh, I know.
I do have concerns, there were some times that there were some panels busted up pretty bad. And my concern was, you know, if a motorcycle hit them in the dark in the night. I mean, there goes to our liability. And I talked to NIRM. I said, well, you know, we have liability to keep it, and we keep going out and patching. But, you know, there are so many trucks, and, you know, stuff is busted up. And I don't know how fast we can keep up on that, but he just said, keep going out there and patching as much as you can, as fast as you can, and, you know, and that's where we're just kind of filling in the spots, and that didn't last a week the last time we did it, but I guess we can keep doing that. It'll probably be next, I don't know, budget year, next year's budget. Should I reach out to D.A. Davis and see what it would look like for us to do that 20-year.
Yeah, D.A. Davidson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say for the 20-year bonding to see what it would look like at $12 million, just to see what kind of a payment that would be, because it's going to have to happen sooner than later. I mean, there's not really another option.
Yeah. How, we talked about this at the last meeting. How many miles is that road?
From Jackson to Hubbard is 4 miles.
Yeah, 3.8 to be exact. Yep.
And so the high expense of replacing that road is primarily because we're going to thicker concrete on it than normally. Right. A lot of our other roads. We've been figuring on about $1 million a mile, and this is going to be over $2 million a mile. And we just fixed the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Glad we made that wider.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I wonder if they would grind a portion of that in place to make the roadbed.
They did. They said that.
Yeah, they would grind.
Last meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we told him to come back with some better numbers, so I can reach out to him, too, and kind of see where that sits. But, I mean, if we could work it in this budget under some bonding, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it'll probably have to be worked in under, I guess, any budget, because we'd be stretching it out. I mean, I guess it whenever time we would decide to do it. I don't know what the best time of the year would be to try to do that. Would you do it in phases? I don't know. You know, there's a lot of...
Yeah, it's hard if you got planting and harvest and this is a big project, and then obviously you can't do anything right now, but it definitely has to happen. Oh, and then Chad Kurt with Clean Shrink Him, that he was going to reach out to Simco to see if they had something that they knew of to help us with a grant. But
mm-hmm.
So is there someone that you could think of that we could contact and alert them to the damage that's happening to that road because of all the detour of the road construction, and see if there's somebody that's liable?
You can call Kevin Domagala.
I did talk to him, and he's like, you know, we got our detour routes out, but, you know, human nature, people aren't going to follow those. And, you know, and that's when he said if you could get something figured out to post it, they would put signs up. But then again, that's up to us to enforce it as well. So.
What weight limit were they thinking about?
County Road. You're dealing with 80,000 pounds.
Yeah.
You can't really under limit it. Because then you'd be limiting everybody.
Mm-hmm. Load restrictions of 4-ton single axle, 5-ton tandem axle, 8-ton semi trailer, tractor trailers from Highway 35 to 20 until the road is repaired.
Just about bet you if I took my dozer and I put it on Bluff Road and I walked it across there and I got caught and I broke about 4 or 5 of the panels out, I ended up paying for them, wouldn't I? So why are we letting Knife River, somebody like that that's a publicly traded corporation, crush one of our roads? And I don't have nothing against Knife River.
Contractors is the one that has all the contracts around here.
Yeah,
contract out of Lincoln.
Well, we need to protect the county taxpayers. That's what we're here for. I'm just saying.
Well, who would be the person to call to ask that question? I mean, who would know the answer to that question? Yeah, well, yeah. You were going to say,
I have no idea. That's why I'm asking the question. Somebody's got to.
My thought process is we can't be the only county in Nebraska that is dealing with something like this.
Absolutely.
Right? So how many of these cases have been taken to like a state judiciary or legislature or act committee?
Then if you have an accident on the highway, I mean, they close the interstate and they're routing all the traffic through Seward. I mean,
interstate.
And yeah, but this thing here, Jeff, this is going to be another month or two.
Roads, we're going to have the same issue again, too.
Yeah.
A lot of counties, that's what they do when they have a blacktop road go bad. They grind it and make it back into a gravel road. But that wouldn't be what you'd want to do here.
Well, and like I said, you think, too, that it is a safety issue for the county, too. We force that much more traffic clear up here and this mess up here.
But then these are state highways, and the state takes care of those. This is a county road.
But if you have traffic fatalities because of it, the state's not going to take care of that.
If we push the traffic somewhere else and something happens,
they're liable because we push traffic that way.
Yeah. No, we're not. No. Not on a state highway. Well, we'll just have to eat it, maybe. But I don't like it. But if there's someone you can think of to contact, we need to. Maybe Kim needs to get involved a little bit. I don't know.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not opposed to finding something like that to try to help out with it. But again, my feelings are just I don't like the restrictions. I think it just opens up to a lot of other headaches.
I didn't come up with a weight limit because you couldn't. And but then again, here we are. We're gonna,
Well, one thing to keep in mind, they are talking about trying to pass super loads. To have trucks like 106 instead of 80,000, and all the counties are like, can't do that to our bridges and our roadways. So hopefully, when they start taking that more serious, they'll put these. Usually they
those
put letters out to counties.
Those companies that are having those superloads can then come in and pay for those roads and those bridges and do all of that. Right? That's the answer. But they're not going to do that.
But your farmers already in our county are. I mean, farms are already like at 92,000.
Right. And you guys live here, paying taxes that are paying for that. Right? That's.
But there are loads. There's 150,000 ton load go over the county or a road in this county every day. Don't you think, Rick?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I've seen loads that've been 150 that. Like I said, we saw a crane the other day. Every time
I go down Bluff Road, and I know that they were way over what the limit was, but they had enough axles to cover whatever they had, I'm sure. But still, that road being at 6 inches isn't going to handle that. Just ain't going to.
Well, again, just goes back to we need to fix it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, and that road had engineering faults from the get go.
Well, and that was a state thing, and I'm not sure how. They wanted to change it, and they wouldn't let them, and what did they say? What did Chad say? They expected 330 cars by 2022 and 15% trucks. Well.
Yeah.
The ethanol changed all that. So.
And I know in the one portion that we repaired a couple years ago, there was a spring underneath that. And there are just things that have to be dealt with if it's done. It's gonna
and that's what every contractor said. The moisture isn't coming down. It's coming up from the ground. That's causing
and it comes off that comes off the bluffs there, and it has to go somewhere.
Well, I don't really think approving this resolution is going to do us any good.
I don't either.
Is that your motion?
God. You can't weight limit, and you can't keep anybody off it, and we're going to bear the brunt of it. I don't know what the resolution is going to be other than we kind of made a comment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The enforcement of it.
Yeah, and the enforcement of it. I think it's just we're blowing air.
Maybe I can talk to Sheriff Decker again, and maybe if they patrol it more, that might keep some people out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. they zip through there pretty quick, but no, that's kind of a dangerous portion of road when you have that many vehicles going there and there's no shoulders. That's kind of hard to do.
I'll make a motion to table it, and then let's see if we can get some clarity on liability, who's liable for what's going on there, who can we contact to say, hey, we're getting this shoved up on us and it's going to cost us $11 million, who's liable?
And also some better numbers from the engineer.
Because I can just about guarantee you $11 million ain't going to touch that road when we start tearing it apart.
Did you second that?
I'll second that motion.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Jolene with the Highway Superintendent Report.
We have 217 hours grading roads, 3 hours of overtime, 1 hour picking up dirt on trees, 6.5 repairs of bridge planks on the High Adams Bridge. We worked on three different projects, H Avenue, 240th, and T Avenue. We had 209 hours with those. 3 hours picking up garbage, 5 hours running the magnet, 61 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 240 ton of 1 inch on the road and 68.76 of 1 to 2.5 inch, but we did that on some of the newer grades we were doing, the bigger rock. And we hauled about 225 ton of product into the yard, 36 hours on signs, and some requests for gravel on F Avenue and grading on Fiddler, E Avenue, 164, 185th South Bluff, and F Avenue as well. Any questions?
Did you get something out there? What road was that? I sent the pictures. With that tube?
Oh, on 142nd?
Yes.
Yeah, we're taking that out.
Okay.
We're going to remove that. There,
right.
Absolutely no...
And that's... Yep. I think that's a... Everybody that I talked to in that area said the same thing, but until we do that, is there some a barricade cone, something?
Barricade, more signage out there. I think they had a flag out there.
They had a flag over on the shoulder, but like I said, then the tube was given away out in the in the middle, quite middle of the road, but on the road,
better
on the
driving signage out there.
Surface of the road, pretty good hole there.
Yeah, they were trying to figure out why that was ever put in there.
Well, and the dirt work all around in that area has changed so much too that it doesn't flow anywhere. So
hopefully by the end of the week we can have that out of there, but we'll get something up there.
Also, Jolene, you missed out a little bit on the front end of public comment. There's just the concerns out on 210th there, and what's the intersection, the cross intersection, where you guys are?
Oh, 200th and F Avenue.
Yeah. Apparently they'd had some grading concerns, and they were going to follow up with Jeff and Brian.
Can you stay here after the meeting for a minute?
Okay, yeah. I was sitting in traffic for like 15 minutes.
you're not the only one. But so they'll probably be following up with you, and they'll follow up with Brian and Jeff, too, to see if they'd gotten some gravel out there but then got graded up on again. So.
Okay.
So.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Commissioner committee reports. Anybody have anything from since last meeting?
We went to the fair and collected those cookies. That was pretty cool. It was actually kind of fun.
Yeah, I was gone on vacation, right. But yeah, I really thought that was kind of a neat idea they did.
It was kind of cool. It was good to get out there.
And they were good cookies.
Yeah. Yep. My family enjoyed them.
You didn't get any?
I had one. I had to try it.
All right. Mail or emergency business, Bella?
Nope.
No mail or emergency business. Thank you for sitting in today.
Of course.
Brian, did you have anything you wanted to add?
I'd like to make a motion adjourn.
I'll second that.
Jeff, can you stay for a second here?
Yep.
You don't like that bus?
I'm ready for school.